Reader's Question Box, Remembering Our Earthy Lives, by Clyde L. Pilkington, Jr. Question: Do you believe we will remember our old Earth lives and the bonds we had? These bonds are so special to me and so distinct. I hope we remember how much loved ones meant to us and don't forget. And do you think some of the earthly joys, sports, learning instruments, music, hiking, skiing, etc., will be in the resurrection? Answer: Yes, we will remember our old earth lives and the bonds we've had. When we are immortal, we can't be less intelligent than we are now. And life is all about contrasts, and we will need those to further appreciate what we will have in Father's glorious future. The verse that is most often cited to suggest that we will have a memory wipe in resurrection is Isaiah 65:17, "For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered, nor come into mind." This seems plain enough, right? Yet, the context of what is forgotten refers specifically to the former troubles mentioned in the preceding verse. Former troubles suggests that the pain, sin, and trauma of earthly will be so completely healed that they will no longer cause grief. The idea is that the coming glory will be so spectacular and filled with joy that the trials of this life will simply never enter our minds to produce grief. Much in the same way that a mother forgets the pain of labor once she holds her child. Additionally, Revelation 21:4 clearly echoes this sentiment, stating that the former things have passed away, and specifically in the context, God is wiping away every tear and ending death, mourning and pain, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. KJV. And he will be brushing away every tear from their eyes, and death will be no more, nor mourning, nor clamor, nor misery. They will be no more, for the former things passed away. Concordant version. And yes, the bonds of this life are invaluable, and we will cherish and develop them in the resurrection. And whatever we enjoy now, sports, learning instruments, music, hiking, skiing, etc., as you suggest, are simply in place now as a mere beginning point of all of the pleasure and joy that we will experience in resurrection. As C.S. Lewis so wisely and beautifully stated, we can only hope for what we desire.